Finding Gems. It's episode 449 with plugins for making time work for you, knowing your history, banishing spammers to hell, and some classic press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and I have the usual great show for you today, but a whole bunch of stuff before we get to that. According to the Mueller Report, you are listening to WP Plugins A to Z, the best classic press WordPress podcast in the universe. And a big thank you to the No Agenda Show for their contributions of ideas and the occasional jingle.
Squirrel!
All right, this is a value for value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some value back to keep this show alive and going. One of the ways you can do that is get out there, subscribe to the newsletter, and tell everyone else by hitting them in the mouth and telling them about the WordPress Plugins A to Z podcast. Or you can join me live every Thursday at noon Pacific time on my YouTube channel. So make sure you go check it out. Links are in the show notes. Okay, right off, it is episode 449, as I've said, and I am still looking for more participation from you, the producers. This year, as the sword of Damocles is still hanging over the show, keep the feedback coming. This is number 9 of 52 episodes for 2020. I am also looking for guest hosts to appear in the show starting in March. It does look like I have lined up a couple of guest hosts who will be joining me in March, and I'll keep them a surprise until we get closer to confirmation dates with them and bring them on the show. If you would like to be a guest host with me, all you got to do is have a couple of plugins to talk about, be willing to show up at 12 Pacific time via... I'm actually using Discord for it because Skype won't let me do all the things I want to do. But you can contact me by reaching out to John at wppro.ca. Or you can also go to a new link I'm setting up. It's wppluginsaz.com/guest host, where you will be able to choose the shows you want to appear in. All right. And the world right now is a bit crazy. And... they're over worrying about, well, the pandemic. They're worrying about banning hats at the WordCamp. It seems people just don't stop and think anymore. If people took a few minutes to step back and consider the situations, they will find more often than not that things are not nearly as bad as it seems, and that most of what they're griping or worrying about is really not worth all the effort. I have a little bit of WordPress drama today, of course. I just alluded to that. And it's always entertainment. I love WordPress drama. It brings such entertainment to me. Just sit back, munch some popcorn, read the comments. It's always such great fun. Then we've also got the other problem, you know, the Kung Flu.
Which... everybody was Kung Flu fighting. And old in Wuhan dying.
Something to not even worry about for the most part, because really it's no worse than a regular flu. And the more I dig into it, the more research I've done, the more I realize, well, the only thing I have to worry about is the panic of other people around me. I don't have to worry about this so big. So if you're worried about it, I suggest go check out the No Agenda Show, in particular their episode from today. You will learn so much about it that you will go, oh, thank God I don't have to worry no more. I can get on with my life. Now, there are problems, yes, but they're not caused by this. They're caused by the brain pans of all the people involved. Okay, well, with all of that fun, let's dive right into the news. What do we have for news?
What you gonna leave it stuff on that?
iPhone, schmyphone.
The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Absolutely, we have tech news. Well, sort of. Okay, so right off the bat, let's dive right into the WordPress drama. This one here is on MAGAcamps and WordCamps. It seems like, for some reason, they want to ban MAGAcamps at WordCamps. It seems that our illustrious, tolerant people are not so tolerant after all. Well, I won't even go into that one. Somewhere in the history of my website, you'll find out the tolerance they have. In my experience, having been banned from the WordPress forums. So, at any rate, this is a really entertaining article. It's really well done. Justin Tadlock did a fantastic job of writing this up. I really quite enjoyed it, and he was really well open-minded about it. But, of course, that didn't stop all the people in the comments from attacking him. I thought that was rather unnecessary. And then, of course, in the comments, I did notice Justin started apologizing. Don't apologize, Justin. Never apologize. Apologies will never be enough. You know, especially when you're dealing with intolerance of people. It's never enough. So, you know, my thing is if they're going to ban that, well, they need to ban all the other shirts and caps too. Why not just let them have it out and leave it out? The people who won't want to talk to them will know to avoid them because of their hats or their shirts. So be it. You just ignore that and get on with just doing the magic of WordPress, if that's what you're going to do. But it's really entertaining. You could read part of the article, but skip right to the comments. That's where the real fun is at in this article. Go check it out. It's over there on the WordPress Tavern, at the Tavern's website. Really good article. Really great comments. Okay, so we do have some news, actual tech news, and this is a vulnerability list of plugins and themes that have issues. This comes to us from WebArch Security. It's a really great piece of information, something you'll want to read. I try to bring this information out as often as I can. They talk about when the issue was discovered, if there's been updates from the developers, if there's fixes for them, all of it. And they cover through themes and plugins through this list. It's a pretty extensive list. You might want to skim it from time to time, their latest one, to see if there's anything you're using theme-wise or plugin-wise that might be on your websites. So this is something you will want to have a look at and find out a little bit about. Links are always in the show notes for these, so make sure you go check them out. Another piece of news we've got here. This one here is something I've harped on for a long time, and it seems it's still going on, and it's gotten a little more severe in the last few years. And this is for those people out there that are too cheap to pay for premium plugins. Well, if you don't want to pay for the premium plugin, don't use it. Don't use the ones that have been hacked or nulled. The reason for that is most of the time those hacked or nulled plugins have been inserted with code that is going to impact your server or your website. Usually ways that the hackers can get in, steal your data, intercept data, all kinds of things going on. It's a really good article that talks about this issue and how long it's been going on, with links off to other articles that help you out. If you know anyone that's using nulled plugins, stolen plugins, non-licensed, you better suggest to them they might not want to do that just due to the security issues that are often involved with that. If you don't want to use them, don't use them. Use the free ones. There's lots of free plugins that will do what paid plugins do. Get them from a verified source. Don't just download them from any random website without checking out the status of that website and the reputation of that website. Find out if they have a reputation, because you will find out pretty quick. There's usually some information out there. You just got to search. Do your homework. Okay, and this one next up here, we've got the automatic theme and plugins updates are slated for WordPress 5.5. What does this mean? Okay, well, if you're like me, you've been around WordPress long enough to remember when they first instituted automatic updates for the WordPress core. Initially, I thought it was a really great idea until the first time an automatic update broke all my websites. And then I realized automatic updates are not always a great idea. I'm hoping that they have a way to keep it turned off so it's not, well, it looks like they're going to. You can either enable it or disable it. I highly recommend against automatic updates, because I have had too many times where a plugin that I've gotten comfortable with, the updates have always been consistent. I pop in, hit the update, oh, it should be fine, and sure enough, it breaks because of an error that has occurred, a mistake, something changed in the WordPress core. Any number of things can go wrong. Automatic updates, while it's a good idea in theory and it helps keep things secure, the problem is that there are too many times that it breaks websites. You may want to read this article. This is something that is coming down the pike for WordPress 5.5, and hopefully it's not turned on by default, much like the auto updates for WordPress was turned on by default until they backed it off and turned it off for major updates, but on by default for minor updates. These are the things you'll want to look at and you'll want to check out. So it's good to be educated on what is coming down the pike on it. So that's all I've got there for the news. Okay, this show here will not work without you, the producers. If you, the producers, are not helping out in some way, value for value, it's what I'm looking for. This model means you get any value out of this show. You listen to it, you get great tips, you get useful information, I give you good plugins, etc. Anything that helps you out, you get value, give me some value back. That value can be simply by giving back money in one. That's the one big one, you know, just.
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Just send your cash. That's what I need. So you can do that. You can join. You can send me art via the art generator. The art is used for the show itself. You can submit articles, news, information, submit plugin suggestions, and more. Okay, so what do we got here? What I like to do is I like to acknowledge the producers of the show, and I like to acknowledge the ones that have helped out in the last week between shows. And this week here, I want to acknowledge the artwork for the show. This week's artwork comes to us from Angel Lemieux, and if you're watching on the live stream, you get a sneak peek of what the... Oh, that's the wrong artwork that's up on the screen. That is not this week's artwork. Let's go pop in and bring up the correct one. There we go. There's the correct piece of artwork for this week. So, really great piece of artwork that's being used for this week. And it's an observatory on top of a mountain. A really great piece. And I'm looking for more of that artwork. And I've got something pinging me, which is really quite irritating. Something should not be on. Okay. So, thank you, Angel, for supplying this week's artwork. You've been a great supporter of the show with your artwork, and he's supplied me with enough for the next several weeks if no one else produces artwork. So, anyone out there, please submit the artwork. Just go to the wppluginsa-z.com/artgenerator to submit your artwork. The executive producers, well, I don't have any this week. Executive producers are anyone who donates $50 or more, gets their note read out on the show, and links in the show notes from that note if they so desire. Big thank you, though, to all the producers who came in under $50 and those who have set up small weekly subscriptions. They really do help the show out. They remain anonymous. Everything $50 and below is always anonymous. But I thank you very much for all of that. You can also go out and create a Patreon donation if you're so inclined. The Patreon link is in the show notes. Okay, well, it is time for us to dive right into the meat and potatoes of the show. Okay, so first up, I have some classic press options for you. All right, Classic Press, of course, is slowly but surely starting to give WordPress a run for its money. It is, of course, a fork of WordPress as it stood at 4.9. For those of you that liked WordPress before Gutenberg was instituted, Classic Press is where you'll want to head. So what have I got? I've really got some great news this week. I discovered this one while looking up some other stuff, and it stems out of some stuff I did several episodes back when I talked about how Elementor had abandoned its support for WordPress 4.4x. They will not support WordPress 4.9 and below, or 10 or 13 or wherever it's at. But it looks like James Nyland from the core lead team at Classic Press has started a fork of Elementor. This is an awesome piece of news that Elementor is being forked out to be used in Classic Press. I look forward to testing out the beta version that is up to see how it's working. It's going to be quite nice to see how it goes and to see if it will continue to work with my Elementor Pro. That's going to be one of the big key components, is I pay a licensing fee for the Pro version, and I know the Pro version actually looks at the versioning of the Elementor itself to see if it's going to work correctly. So this will be an interesting thing for me to test out and see how it works. Either way, I look forward to it being forked out and allowing me to actually continue moving down the Classic Press line with other websites using Elementor as a builder. Or whatever it's going to be called once they figured out the fork of it. So thanks a lot, James. Really greatly appreciate that. A really great piece of information. You want to find out a bit more about James and Michelle? There's a link in the show note that goes off to an interview I did last year with James Nyland and Michelle Coe from Classic Press back in the beginning. Really great interview. So go check that out. All right, and Classic Press plugins. I do have a Classic Press plugin this week. This one here comes from Azure Curve, and this one is called To Twitter. This is a plugin for your Classic Press that once you make a post, it will automatically publish it out to Twitter. Now, these plugins are very useful. I've used them many times on my WordPress sites, different ones at different points in time. It's always great if you're building in Classic Press to use as many Classic Press specific plugins as you can. That way you help ensure you're going to be good when Classic Press moves further down its development line. This looks to be a very simple plugin. You guys set it up, install it. Of course, you've got to go to Twitter and set up the developer account, get your private and secret keys inserted into it. One of the nice things it says it does here is that it provides an update checkbox in the post to let you know that this post has been tweeted out. So it looks to be a really great plugin, something you'll want to check out if you want to keep your stuff going to Twitter every time you make a post. Go check this out. It's called To Twitter, and it's from Azure Curve, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating. Hey, my Classic Press listeners out there, please provide me with information that you find for Classic Press. It helps me get the information. Sometimes it can be hard for me to dig for the Classic Press information, as the vast majority of my life right now is spent in the WordPress environment. It'll be quite a while before I've migrated completely away from WordPress. I may never actually, but it's the thing is, I'm still majority there. I'm not in Classic Press all that often yet. So please help provide me with information. If you're looking for more up-to-date information, go check out the Classic Press Club. They've got additional information there. And looks like they got a new article up. I'll have to check that one out for next show. Go check out the must-have plugins for Classic Press. This is a list of plugins that people have found replacements for that work under Classic Press, which ones haven't been found yet. So go check this list out. Also, go check out the list from CodePotent. And this one here is a managed list that he is doing that is monitoring all of the known Classic Press specific plugins. And there is currently 50 on this list right now. So it has been growing. So when I started monitoring it a year ago, it had 37, so it's up to 50. So that's not a bad jump. So eventually it'll be like WordPress. When I first started this show, there was less than 9,000. Now there's what, hundreds of thousands? So it becomes exponential as more and more people start using it. Okay, so let's pop into the WordPress universe. What do we got for you? Okay, under WordPress, I have some plugins for you. The first one is called Timed Content. Now, I may or may not have covered this plugin in a show sometime in the distant past, but it was time I brought it back forward again as I've had to recently reuse it, and it looks like the developer has been keeping this plugin up to date, which is really a good thing, because I've been using this plugin for quite a while on a specific website, and it's just as nice as it ever was. If you're sitting at the point where you have to have content that appears and disappears at specific times or specific dates or specific date blocks, like I do on the website I've built out, which is for the Flower Count of Victoria, this is a plugin for you because you can set up the content, have it appear at the beginning of your promotion, and have it automatically disappear at the end of your promotion so you don't have to remember to get in there and turn it off or get in there and turn it on. It can be problematic. Something can go wrong the day you need to do this and you might not get it all turned off. Fantastic plugin. It's even got a button that's added to the editor that allows you to choose it and build out the short code that you need for what you want to do with it. Allows you to set dates and times, set time zones in it, align it to the time zone of your website, the server. I'm not sure if it lets you go outside of that very much. But it works fantastic. I found it works really well, and it's a plugin you'll want to check out if you're looking to deal with timed content on your website. So go check this out. It is called Timed Content, and I give it a 5 dragon rating. Okay, so next up we've got for you. This one is called Simple History. This is a tracking program plugin for your WordPress website. And what does it track for you? Well, it tracks all kinds of things. It tracks logins, logouts, updates, changes, posts and pages, attachments, widgets, plugins, deactivations, activations, info added to profiles, logins, and more. This one here, I had another plugin that I use regularly, but I wanted to try something different and something simpler for a website that I just wanted to track a few things on and read it really quick. Well, this one does an excellent job of doing that for you. It's a great plugin to allow you to turn on, activate, and track what's going on. This is particularly useful if you end up with a website that you have a client or a user that breaks things and won't admit to it. This is a great way to know what it is. It's also great if you break things yourself and you go, what did I just do? You know, because you clicked a button accidentally and it's like you didn't even realize you clicked it. This helps you find that information by going to the log and checking it out. Really simple, really easy to use. And of course, being free, again, we hit with this one here, Simple History. Check it out. It's a 5 dragon plugin. Right, and finally, I have for you plugin called Disable Comments and Delete Comments. WP Remove Comments and Disable Comments. In other words, ban those spammers to hell. Get rid of them. All right, what this one is great for, if you've taken over a website or you've set up a website and you forgot to properly deal with the configurations of the comment section, maybe you meant to turn it off, maybe you didn't mean it to have the default settings, etc. Well, what happens if the spammers find it and they hit it before you get an anti-spam plugin in there, you'll have hundreds, if not thousands, of comments in a very short period of time. I remember my experiments with it one time. I wanted to see how long does it take a brand new domain, a brand new WordPress website, set up, installed, activated with a sample test post that has no content, how long before the spammers show up and spam it. I think it took all of 5 minutes one time when I did it. They show up quick. The bots are there and they hammer it. So if it gets by you and you come back and you go, oh man, now what? You can either go into the database and manually remove the comments, you know, delete them one by one. What do you do? Well, this plugin here, really great tool. Install it, activate it, go to the settings, click a couple of boxes, remove all comments, remove all pending comments. Click save, poof. Instantly evaporated from your database. Along with, check another box, turn off all comment settings. If you're going to build a website that does not need comments, just turn the bloody thing off completely. This plugin turns it off completely. puts it into hide mode, can never be used. Great little plugin, very simple. I had to use it recently over about 6 or 7 websites I was helping to clean up, and there were just tons of comment issues. This plugin, very easy to get that system cleaned up and working and functioning the way it should. So of course, beautiful thing, free, works. Go check it out. Disable comments and delete comments. I give this plugin a 5 dragon rating. Okay, well, there we go. And this show currently brought to you by Save Time and Money Managing Multiple WordPress Websites. If you have several WordPress websites to manage, either for your clients or yourself, then you know how much time it can take managing them all. Time that is spent on mundane administrative tasks and then losing that time for your important business tasks. CMS Commander is an online service that solves this problem and makes managing multiple WordPress websites fast and easy, as simple as controlling a single site by placing all your websites in one powerful dashboard. CMS Commander makes it possible to update, backup, and manage them all at the same time in one place. Features of CMS and Commander include one-click updates of plugins, themes, and WordPress core for all sites, automatic scheduled website backups, website cloning and restoration, uptime monitoring and analytics integration, bulk posting and automatic content. Sign up now for your 14-day trial at cmscommander.com and access all the features that will allow you to manage more websites and save time. Absolutely. CMS Commander is really great. And if you're interested in it, please use the links in the show notes. They are affiliate links. No, they're not actually paying for the ad. I'm just collecting affiliate payouts for it. If you would like to have your ad replaced here, let me know. I'll be happy to stick you in there. Just a small monthly fee. You can go check out my website for the advertising costs. Next up, we've got for you, well, the contest still isn't here. I still haven't had time to make the phone calls and the emails to get my licenses and keys made up for it. And, well, please make sure you check in later. We will be announcing when we have a contest. Okay, and if you're a developer and you would like to support the show by donating a license for the contest, please email me. Let me know. I will get that license queued up and create a contest for you. Okay, well, that pretty much wraps everything up I've got here today. One of the biggest things, of course, is, you know, just make sure you're paying attention to the world today. You know, don't worry about it, stress it so much. And if you need your amygdala shrunk, go check out the No Agenda show. I covered up in this episode timed content, which I gave a 5-2, simple history, which I gave a 5-2, disable comments and delete comments, which I gave a 5-2, and to Twitter for Classic Press, which I gave a 4-2. Couple of quick reminders. If you missed the last meetup, which was held earlier this week on the 25th, you can go check it out on the YouTube channel. The whole stream is there. Our next meetup will be March 26th, 2020, and the topic is yet to be announced, but we will have that for you, and it will be broadcast live on the YouTube channel and available for watching at a later date. If you want to be interviewed, I would be happy to interview you about your plugin or whatever else WordPress Classic Press related. Just reach out to me via wppluginsatoz.com/interview. If you want to find out a little bit more about me, go check me out at theroguestavern.com, where you can check out my adventures into the wild, hunting for gold, hiking, camping, out on the gun range, and more. And there's actually some cooking videos coming up there too. I just got to do some things to get away from computers. Man, I spend way too much time in front of them. Okay, that's pretty much everything I've got for you. So thank you all for showing up. And if you're on the live stream and you want to chat, stick around after the credits here. And feel free to chat me up in the chat box while the extra is playing. So I'm going to let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsatoz.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsaz.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsaz.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsaz. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.